It tickles my fence.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not, no, that's not.
Wait.
That's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want this
money! They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs and the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a more than. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the peak. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. And keep as good be you can watch on YouTube if you want some French. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Moaning everybody. It's a quibble-free Friday, Tommy Hutton. Well, we'll see.
I can't promise you.
You can't promise it. You can't promise it. Morning, Leroy. How are you?
What's happening?
Not much, not much. It's you know, we're about to kick this thing off, getting on into the weekend. Hello, Vlad. How are you today?
What's good, guys?
Oh, not much, not much, man. We're in these dog days of summer, but we do have True Summer League starting tonight. The True Summer League.
Oh, you're defending your title tonight?
Well, I guess technically it starts this afternoon.
Vlad, this degenerate.
I know.
Bet on the Heat. Summer League.
I know he's been putting bets in. I know. I hear the show. I still listen.
But wait, that's not even worse. Hawk was betting on table tennis.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Wait, you were betting on table tennis?
No, Hawk.
Oh. Well, yeah, that's
yesterday,
degenerate.
During the show, I'm like, this is an all-time low for July sports.
It's I mean,
when they're giving you those free bets for those table tenants, you gotta use it.
You just gotta take that action. It's too hard to turn down. It's too hard. Speaking of degenerates, yesterday we had on the president of BKFC, but he's not really the mouthpiece for BKFC anymore because that's Conor McGregor,
who just took over the job.
I don't even know what to do with this. This guy was. He was on another level yesterday at the Hard Rock when he gets up there and he is delivering his promo. I mean, if cocaine took a mic, it would look like this.
What's good, Hollywood? It's a pleasure to be back here at the Hard Rock Hotel, where, you know, this Saturday night, we have a flagship event with a wealth of fighting machines, topped by our heavyweight knockout sensation, Luis El Zambo Perdomo, as he circles world title fight honors. But that's not all. As much as we love...
What do you want, Vlad, already? Like, you're already taken aback by him?
What's more pure? The coke up his nostrils, the jacket that he's wearing, or the shirt that he's wearing under the jacket? Which is more pure and white?
Or the cigar that ain't gonna never get smoked.
Yeah, that's true.
That's all for prop.
It's definitely a prop, or just to like, can I just chew on this until I can get to my next batch?
You see what? Tobin, batch.
Of the Hard Rock Hotel here, and as much as they love bare knuckle, we have assembled our very first inaugural World Champion Summit before you all. Where, as you can see beside me and in front of me, some of the baddest men and women to ever grace planet Earth. This is what we're about here at Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship, the alien of combat sport. And may we rise above the night sky and rain down blows viciously on all our deniers. And announce here today that Bare Knuckle FC has no love for the big glove. So let's get going, Bare Knuckle. Let's go, Florida, and let's announce some incredible matchups, some shock signings, and the most lucrative tournament in all of combat sport, where we crown in an open weight the baddest man on the planet. Let's go, give it up. Come on.
Wow.
He's like White Don King. Because Don King used to say stuff and everybody get hyped up, and then they look at each other and go, huh?
Hey, no love for the
Pig
Lovin.
Was a criminal, so you expect that. This guy, he's a fighter. On the yay.
Oh.
Yeah, but look, kudos for Connor being Connor, right? Like, as long as we've known Connor McGregor, he's always been some version of this. But now he ain't got to worry about getting punched in the face or choked out.
Yeah, he keeps keeps throwing it out there that maybe he'll come back, which he's not going to. But I don't even understand why. Just keep doing this. Like, just keep going to crazy ass promos. And I mean, I feel like he could just do that forever. And that would be fine, because there's really no need to fight anymore. What are you fighting for?
You know what? There's you know, there's messed up, and then there's messed up to the point where you can't get more messed up. I feel good. I'm messed up. I'm really messed up. I'm passed out. There's only one other level to go.
Blackout?
Yeah. But he didn't stumble any words.
Nope.
The delivery was perfect.
That's three lines in. The zoot hasn't hit him yet.
He had, like, I mean, do you think, like, he took a nap? Like, did he crash, at all after this? Because nap? I feel like I can hear his heart pounding out of his chest.
Tobin, he just got in from doing five rails and partying. That was a quick shower, and then you could tell that was pressed and dry clean immediately. That was ready for him to be worn. What time was that? That had to be, like, around
7 p.m.,
exactly.
I think.
Exactly. That is, the sun hasn't even set. He's about to go another 12 rounds.
Oh, man, that was something. That was something.
Do you expect anything less?
It was honestly, it was more than I expected. I didn't think,
really?
Like, he
from him?
He was like telling them they're going to rise like a phoenix and rain down blows. I'm like, this guy is, big grains are falling, dude.
Does it make you more interested in the fights?
No, actually, to be honest with you, when Dave Veltman told us there was a guy who has knocked everybody out in a minute, that interested me in the fights. But I'll definitely tune in anytime he's doing a press conference. Like, the guy has an art to him. I mean, well, I don't know if it's an art. It's a fueled something. My God.
I tell you what, we all know liquor don't do that to you.
He was listening to the Clips new album today. That's what he was doing. He was getting inspiration. My God, I don't know what's whiter, him, the jacket, the shirt, or the toot.
We have assembled our very first inaugural World Champion Summit before you all. Well, as you can see beside me,
he's,
and in front of me,
right,
some
now
of the
look
baddest men and women to ever grace planet Earth. This is what we're about here at Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship, the alien of combat sport. And may we rise above the night sky and rain down blows viciously on all our deniers, and announce here today that Bare Knuckle FC has no love for the big glove. So let's get going, Bare Knuckle. Let's go, Florida, and let's announce some incredible matchups, some shock signings, and the most lucrative tournament in all of combat sport, where we crown in an open weight the baddest man on the planet. Let's go, give it up. Come on.
He's so rhyming now, too?
Let me get this straight.
No love for the glue.
He said open weight.
Open weight. Yeah, they're doing a tournament, I think, for $25 million. Open weight. Next year. I think it's next March.
Jeez.
Yeah. No, I don't think the flyweights are going to win.
No love for the glove.
No love.
Well, especially when.
But he said blowout. That was a double meaning to that.
Yeah, the little guys ain't got no chance.
I don't think so. But.
Because one, they can't hurt the big guys.
Listen. There's been some bare knuckle fights. You go back and watch either dog fight, or you go back and watch the Kimbo days. There were some crossweight class fights, and the big guys didn't always win.
Well, because they were out of shape.
That's true. But it's a fast paced. I think it's 2 minute rounds, so goes fast.
Yeah, because you need 2 minutes in between rounds to go get sutured.
Guy Finn says there's a rolled up $100 bill in that jacket for sure. You feel like he's still just doing the old school dollar. He doesn't have like a custom.
Oh no, he's kind of. He's got to be 100. It's got to be 100.
It's got to be money, right?
It's got to be $100. He's got to showcase. You know, he's got to show off. I only snort from $100.
Oh, man. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose more over 500 new Kia miles in inventory at the Sport of Sorrento and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Marlins got blanked by the Reds yesterday, 6-0. They now move on to a series with the Baltimore Orioles. Edward Cabrera on the hill tonight. 7:05 is your first pitch.
Orioles stink.
They do stink. They were good last year.
I don't know what happened.
I want to say, is baseball the most unpredictable sport of all the sports?
No.
Like, how often do you see a team in basketball or football just come out of nowhere without, you know what I mean? Because
I think it's got the most likely of, like, once you get into the postseason, can baseball and crazy stuff happen? Yeah, probably.
I mean, you got 162 games to see if a team is going to make a run.
Yeah, but I understand that. But also think about this. The Marlins have 2 championships and have never won a division.
Yeah, okay. It's awesome.
So wild card teams win Super Bowls. Were the Philadelphia Eagles a wild card team last year?
By your definition. 14-3?
So? You could be 162 and be a wild card team in a Major League Baseball. What are we talking
about here? Baseball just seems
doesn't reek of wild card, though, when you have that many wins. It feels like you have to be you got to be like in the 10 range for me to consider you a football wild card.
Listen, you could win 98 games and be a wild card team. It happens in baseball.
I understand that, but 98 wins, you know you still got a pretty decent team. Right? When the Jets went to 2 straight AFC championships, their best record was what, 10 wins?
11-5.
11-5, and then 1 year they were 8-9-7?
No, 10-6.
10-6? They were that good both of those years?
Yeah, Rex was good for those 2 years.
So it just seems like baseball.
I mean, put it this way, the Dolphins were 11-6 2 years ago. If they got to the Super Bowl, would you have been shocked? With a top 10 defense and a top 10 offense?
Based on how that season was going, though, Vlad, yes. Because the wheels were falling off. If they would have just won that stupid Monday night game against the Titans, we'd probably feel different. They probably would have won the division.
Yeah, okay. But here, think about this. When you get to the baseball playoffs, when you get to the basketball playoffs, and you get to football playoffs, right? Every now and then a team comes out of nowhere. Last year, we just saw it with Indiana. Indiana had the worst odds to win the NBA championship. But when you look at football, you look at basketball and baseball, for the most part, once you get to the playoffs, you have a pretty good idea who's going to have a chance, right? Very rarely in the other sports does a team come out of nowhere like they did in baseball. I mean, the 2 championships the Marlins won, yeah, we thought they had good teams, but that was just us because we're here, right? They weren't favored to win nothing.
97 team was pretty stacked.
They were pretty stacked.
97 team was pretty stacked, dude. Like, I think the thing that nobody you got to remember, that was a Braves team that, you know, kind of owned the division because they had one of the greatest rotations.
That was in the
middle
of their run. That was the middle of the Braves decade run.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, and they had just won the World Series 2 years before that, and that was the only one they ever won with that rotation. But the Marlins, I mean, like, dude, that had Sheffield, Moises Alou, Bobby Bowe, Kevin Brown in the rotation with Levant, a rookie Levant. They didn't even have Alex Fernandez for the run.
Who was that? Wasn't Carl Pavano?
No, that was the 03 run. Teams. That was the 03 run.
All right.
And 03 was a stacked pitching staff with Burnett, Beckett, Dontrell, rookie year.
Yeah, and Burnett didn't even pitch that year. He had Tommy John.
Who, Pavano, right?
No. Pavano was like the fourth guy on that rotation.
Right, Burnett got injured, right?
Is that what you said? He had Tommy John.
Yeah, so that's when Dontrell moved up. So you had Dontrell, you had Beckett, who became a postseason legend that time. And you they traded
Dontrell, I think, they got Dontrell in the Matt Clement, Al Fonseca trade, I think, to the Cubs. And brought him up in May.
And then you brought in, a rookie sensation who later became the greatest right-handed hitter of our lifetime.
Yeah.
Right.
Schmeathen says, Tobin has a sparkle in his eye. Anytime he starts talking 2,000 months, you bet your ass I do. I was trying to explain to my son the other day about the Yelich. He's like, so they traded Yelich, who they get? And I was like, nobody. He goes, is that the worst trade they've ever made? I'm like, not even close. He goes, and then so I'm explaining to him the Miguel Cabrera trade. He goes, well, who do we get? I'm like, six bums. We didn't get anybody.
It's pretty amazing that we can talk about a Marlins trading a great player, and you can always come up with two other trades that were worse.
In fairness, Miguel Cabrera was getting bigger and bigger every game.
He was big as hell when he won the Triple Crown.
I get it, but 20-year-old Miguel, 03, compared to 21-year-old Miguel in 04 and 22-year-old Miguel in 05, it seemed to me, and I covered this team, so that's why I knew, it seemed to me every homestand he would come back from the road trip, he just gained a little bit more weight.
I don't care that he was baseball Luca.
There was no DH at the time. So if there was a DH at the time. Huh?
Oh, I'm calling you Nico that you would get rid of him because he was getting big.
Yo, B, he was a movie.
Dude, I saw a dude get a base hit on a pitch out.
He can hit.
They were trying to walk him.
You can hit, but to move in field?
They could have put his ass at first base because they had Hesop Choi there.
Wait, they did. He did end up playing first base. So
he did end up playing first base.
All the things that you're saying, he still ended up being great.
Oh, no.
And he was big.
Yeah, when you get older, you're more mature and you get more money, you start realizing, okay, let me go actually play
first
base.
He was still big.
But young Miguel Cabrera did not want to move at third base. And then they tried to put him in the outfield. That was it. Yeah.
That's all right. I would agree. There is nothing that you could say to me that would say, at no time did his hitting slow up. His ass might have slowed up, right? But we got positions for that. And for them to think, oh, he's getting too big, like Luca, okay?
Well,
is there any other team other than the Mavs that would say, we don't want Luca because he's out of shape? Name another team would say that.
Nope.
No. If Miami could get Luca as is, you know how you buy a house? As is. Right? If they could trade for Luka as is, we signing them papers.
But if you told Pat, I want to smoke hookah and drink beer.
Pat's going to be like, let's go, baby. Let's go together.
Yep.
Pat's going to be there with his
say, only, hey, if you're going to be that way, only drink the good stuff.
Pat Rod's going to be there with his loafers on, no socks, taking him to the fanciest hookah bar that there is in Miami. Take a break. Back with more after this. Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. We're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch. As E. Sims points out, the Heat, they're playing the Hawks today, 4:30. Getting ready for Vegas Summer League action.
You're going to be locked and loaded.
Locked and loaded, dude. I cannot wait. Love Summer League.
You know who plays right after that? Is that Cooper Flagg?
They're playing again?
Wait, when did they play? Last night?
They played last night. It was good.
How did he do?
He had his flashes. It wasn't good from the field. He was like 5 of 21.
Wow, he got 21 shots off, huh?
When you're the future face of a franchise, you're going to get as many shots as you want in Summer League.
Everybody was looking at Cooper Flagg and being like, hey, come on, let's do things. But he did. He did have a huge slam.
He's very athletic. Yeah. I think that goes. He is extremely athletic.
Yeah, no. He's a moose. He is a moose.
You know him.
Bronny had a shot for the win. Didn't hit it.
It's all right. Summer League.
Did it?
But he was born.
Hey, listen, he gave the business to Kasperis. This is the game in California.
He gave them the business. He ripped Cooper Flagg yesterday. Bronny was balling. You could tell the difference between the guys who've played at least. You know, they've had at least a cup of coffee in the NBA. That's why Pele looked so aggressive and ready to ball in that game, you know, in that California Summer League. Cause they know what real ball is. They've seen it up close and personal. So
I agree with that.
And it's mostly on the defensive end, right? Like, offensively, like, if you can score, you can score. But defensively, that's where you seem to find the biggest, transition from first year to second year to third year.
See, the Lakers still trying to get that Dalton connect. They're showcasing his ass. They're like, hey, shoot away, Dalton. They're trying to get somebody to take him. There's still there's more Lakers Wiggins fodder that's out there. I don't think anything's going to happen, though. I don't know.
Why not?
You know what's
funny?
I just
feel like there's too much unknown with this LeBron thing, Vlad, for me to feel like the Lakers are going to pull a trade like that, right? Like I think they need to know like LeBron is all the way in, and I don't know. It kind of feels like there's a weird disconnect right there. So would you trade a first round pick for a player if you knew LeBron was going to be like, you know what, I'm done. I want out.
Let me ask you this: you just sold for $10 billion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in sports, right, Leroy, there's only certain type of athletes that get the retirement tour. Do you think
they're going to let him get it somewhere else?
Showtime Hollywood Los Angeles Lakers is going to let 82 games, 41 of them at home, including hopefully a postseason run of LeBron James in his final season. That's got to be at least $2-3 billion for that franchise.
Doesn't matter now, though, right? Like, it would be one thing. I would agree with that if Genie was still the owner, but they just got the Dodgers owner to buy them.
But
so,
she's
like,
still
they have
the
so
owner.
Much money.
Maybe it's
and
Magic.
You got Luka.
Maybe it's Magic's way of infiltrating the Lakers by going through the Dodgers. I don't know, but there's no way they're gonna.
He had the job. He didn't have to infiltrate. He literally was the boss.
Yeah, but. You can,
and he said he wanted to tweet.
But you want to do owner boss things. You don't want to do general manager, executive boss things.
The, shadow GM is much more fun than
real GM. Yeah, yeah. There's no way I could believe the Lakers are going to let $2-3 billion of a LeBron retirement tour go out the way. Maybe they just signed. He signed a 1-year deal because the salary cap should be going higher. Like, guys are making $70 million right now. How the hell is OKC signing everybody, all their star players, just like that? Just like that.
They'll have to trade somebody eventually. Well, like, all those things are going to kick in like a year. Like, that's when they're going to go crazy.
Yeah. See, right now they signed extensions, so they don't kick in till next year.
They'll eventually have to trade somebody because Nikola Topic will end up being like a star too. And so they'll be like, all right, see ya, Chet or Jalen Williams, whichever one. They'll have to decide on one of them. And then they'll get 900 picks for one of them.
They ain't going to get rid of Jalen. I think they get rid of Chet, if anything.
Maybe. Yeah. But it's, but I don't know, Vlad. Like, see, when you say the $10 billion thing, what I thought was if you're LeBron and they didn't have extension talks with you and you just saw that they had sold for that much money and you're like, oh, okay. You didn't slice me off you didn't want to have extension talks with me because you got your new golden boy.
They got to sign Luka before they sign LeBron.
But that's why I think there's frostiness. I was like, if they didn't have extension talks with LeBron, and he just saw what they sold for, like, I would be like, oh.
Tobin, dude, you just want frostiness because, you know.
I'm just reporting what's happening, dude.
I know we're all reporting what's happening.
Why are we making the assumption that because everything has happened to this point that LeBron has a problem with anything or he isn't communicating with them?
Because why put up right, this?
One,
why?
Because one of the things about LeBron is none of his stuff is always out there. You know what I mean? It's always hearsay.
Yeah, but there is a couple of things that are out there. Like, one was that Rich Paul came out after he took up his player option and said they were still evaluating because he wants to win a championship. So he wants to see if the team he thinks is actually good enough.
They say that every year.
Yeah, that's just putting pressure on the Lakers.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, no, he does.
Not his agent doesn't come out and make a statement like that. No, he doesn't.
Okay, okay, Tobin. But also, oh, what year is this? This is year 22. After a while, you can't. LeBron's not going to be able to be like saying, "I want this, that, and the other." When you, I don't know if you're going to be playing another season. You're any.
That's fine.
You're a ticking retirement time bomb right now. Like at any given moment, you could say this is your final year. I believe he wants to play 25 seasons, so maybe he's just opting in. If the Lakers make the moves, he may opt in, sign another 2-year deal. If not, storybook goes back to Cleveland. Cleveland has something nice going on there. Maybe goes back to a team he won another title with. I don't know, right? I don't know. But I do believe the Lakers are not going to be that stupid to allow that man and the amount of money he's going to produce for them in his retirement tour.
That's but here's the thing is you had last year, everything was operating like it was all for LeBron, right? Like they drafted his son. They hired podcast boys.
And then they made a move for 77.
And now they got a new golden boy. Like that's the thing. And so you're sitting here and you're like, I'm playing second fiddle. I'm LeBron. I think you guys are like, he wants to be.
At what point are you going to recognize, like if LeBron wants help, he don't want nobody that's not as good as him because that ain't going to win, especially since he's kind of slowing down.
Okay, but what's the list on that?
Anybody
you got Luka.
But anybody they bring in to win, if he wants to win, is going to have to be better than him. So bringing Luka in is like, Bron, we're doing everything we can to keep you here.
Yeah, but they didn't. But Luka fell into their lap. Like that's the thing.
Wait a minute. The guy that they traded was supposed to be the guy to take over. That was the whole thing. Bron was setting up AD to be the man, so he could be Magic. Anthony Davis could be prime Kareem. Didn't happen like that because he was always in street clothes. But then they had him. They made a move. Pelinka made a move, and now they got Luka. You got 25, about to be 26-year-old Luka. You can't let that, come on, you can't let that get away. LeBron has to realize that himself.
I just think that you say one thing about LeBron being aware and saying things and putting things out there, but then you're saying he's not aware enough to know that if he's going to contend for a championship, his running mate has to be better than him. He can't be the number one guy on a team that wins a championship. He knows that.
Okay, but you also need a team that's correctly built. And like even with Luka being as amazing as he is, that team is flawed.
Yes, well, it's coming.
What? Where?
As far as where they are right now, right? That Luka move was a substantial move to kind of say, to at least make LeBron sit back and say, okay, Luka coming in, bona fide score. I can take my spot. I can pick my spots during a game, right? What else do we need? Are they doing everything to get the pieces around these two guys, right? But if you think LeBron still wants to be the guy, then I would be the first to say, LeBron, you out of your damn mind. You know damn well you can't win the championship if you're the number one. Not now.
We'll take a break here on the show. Back with more after this. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2. Dolphins training camp is around the corner. Canes not too far away. Heat making moves. Summer League is underway. We're keeping an eye on the Panthers. Yesterday, of course, re-signing Mackie Samuskevich. And the Marlins continue their season. Keep up with everything. Listen to Tobin and Leroy on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps. All there for you, streaming live. You on this weekend, Vlad? Are you on with Dan Day at all?
Yes, we are. Saturday and Sunday, 12 to 4.
There you go. Check out the boys. They do a great job every single weekend. And you guys can catch them on YouTube and Twitch as well. The Heat, they got a summer league this afternoon, 4:30. That game is on ESPN2. And I believe they all stream on the FanDuel app. So if you guys have FanDuel Sports Sun, you guys can catch it there as well. If you're walking around on your phone or whatnot, and you're looking to catch a little Heat summer league, their schedule is as follows. They got the Hawks this afternoon, Sunday, 7:30 p.m. against the Cavaliers. That's going to run up against the Love Island finale. All right. Well, I'll just have to I'll just have to delay
what do you love more?
Heat Summer League. I'm gonna have to delay Love Island.
Heat Summer League, you love more than Summer Island. Well, you know,
here's the thing, Vlad. And I've explained this with Love Island. I love the show, but it's got the worst last week in the history of shows because it's all just, let's just get to the finale. Once we get here, everybody's settled. Everybody's like, they're doing the parents episode next. Let's just get to the finale.
Gotcha.
And so I'm going to miss a lot of fluff. So I'll catch the heat and then we'll be probably right in time for the actual reveal on Sunday night of who wins Love Island. That'll be the real test.
So
what's that?
Who got booted?
We will find that out, I think, tonight. I think they voted last night.
So you find out tonight, and then Sunday's like
The final.
The reunion the show?
Final. Oh, no, the reunion is
after. I think they do.
Yeah.
I love the reunion show.
Reunions are great.
Why?
Chase says, can you bet on Love Island? I believe there are people who are taking action on Love Island. See, I don't know if I'm... I don't know if Hard Rock is taking Love Island action, but I believe
the British have odds. If you go to like the British website, like gambling sites, they gotta have odds because they have odds on wrestling, which is crazy because it's scripted. But
I believe
a lot of those things, Vlad, they only let you bet a certain amount, so you can't like make big wagers on it.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's live, so I don't know. Like you'll probably get a leak of like, oh, such and such is winning. I think right now, the last time I saw odds, I think it was Amaya and Brian are the favorites. But we'll see. It was a big night last night. Shelly and Ace ended up in the hideaway. So we'll see how that all goes. You know, Huda and Chris seem rocky. I think they're going to get the last dump. And then the final four will be Shelly and Ace, Pepe and Iris, Amaya and Brian, and then Nick and Alandria, if I had to guess. But then on Monday, the Heat take on the Celtics at 8 o'clock. And then we got the Pistons and Heat Thursday at 4. That'll be that is your Heat Vegas Summer League. And then we'll see what ends up happening record-wise.
And they do playoffs.
Right. We'll go into that Final Four and see what's what. But I'm curious to see how much Kalel is going to play. Because I do think Kalel's, I think, going to play tonight. And I honestly think if he has like a dominant game, they're going to probably just shut him down. But I think they want one double double and send his ass home. I think that's really? What they're looking for. Yep.
Like they did that. Didn't they do that with
Triple J last year?
Jaime?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
They did with Jaime last year.
Yeah, he played two games and he had like one big game, the first game, and then the second game, they were like, just play, but don't really necessarily play that hard. And then he was done for the summer.
Yeah, I think, first of all, I think they like getting Vlad Goldin some minutes. And I think, but I think they want one. I think they're just like, come on, man. Just go out there. Give me one double-double. Send your ass home. You know? Give me one big rebound game. I don't even think they care if he scores. I think if Kalel gave you like 10 rebounds, 3 blocks today,
right?
He could enjoy the casinos the rest of the week.
Exactly. Like if my boss is telling me, just give me one hard day of work and you can enjoy the rest of Vegas, I'm balling.
Knock that out right away.
Get that out the way. I'm in hotel parties, pool parties all week. I'm having the time of my life.
I wonder if the Hawks are playing Richichet. I wonder if he's playing in these. Not a positive, because I don't think they played in Cali, so I'm not sure what their setup is.
I don't know if he want to play him.
I think he played their regular team in Summer League.
Chase says, is he even 21 yet? I think he just turned 21.
Yeah, he just turned 21.
He can gamble.
And he can do among a lot of other things.
He can go get himself a big old daiquiri, you know, one of those big daiquiri flumes.
Definitely,
you know,
go to In-N-Out.
Everybody doesn't do Vegas like we do.
If I'm him, I'm going to In-N-Out. Got to get In-N-Out Burger.
Just tell you? And people say their burgers aren't that good or whatever. Let me explain something to you. What makes In-N-Out Burger so great?
Tell me.
Right? Is when you leave there, after you get whatever you want to get.
Double-double.
And you give them a 20. And you get a lot of change back. Yeah. That burger tastes a lot better than if you go somewhere and spend $15, $16, $17.
And they make it right.
For a meal.
Yeah.
Right. So,
and you can get a strawberry milkshake.
It is affordable. And for the price.
It's good.
Right? Right, exactly.
Dude, I ate that thing like a friggin' pelican while we were in the hotel line getting to check in. I was so hungry.
Because we were waiting for this.
Wait, if you were hungry.
It's so hard to get, like, you don't want to go there and then go back. So we went from the airport and just had old cabby let us run in. But then you get to the hotel and the line is long.
Yep.
And you sitting there hungry as hell.
Are you smelling that food? Because that food smells good.
Look, you done left your luggage way at the end of the line because you holding this burger.
Yeah. I think I actually put mine on. I think I put my fries on the the bag that I just pushed it. I wheeled it along the table.
Yeah, because you only have a short limit of time to eat those
with all the stuff on it.
Yeah, fries only have a short. You only have a short time to eat it. It's only one. You got 90 seconds.
If you order Uber, regardless of how much you like fries,
no, it's not gonna be.
Now I've done a study.
I think I've done the same study. And I'm gonna tell
you, the best fries to travel on waffle fries. Waffle fries tend to travel a little bit better than the other.
Got to be the ventilation between the holes.
I will say this. The fries that does have a 5 second longer lasting, it's McDonald's fries.
Yeah, McDonald's, because they do them crispy.
They do them crispy. So I say you got 90 seconds before it start. Once it start getting lukewarm, oh, it's over. The fry.
Well,
it's
like a wilted flower. Everybody who knows, if I go somewhere and get fries, there's a service fee for the trip home. And that's usually the fries. If you order any type of nugget, chicken wing, or something like that, 10%. So if you get 8, right, I'm getting 1.
Chase says, I'm a Culver's guy. I take pride in it. I'm like, you know what? I've never had Culver's. Culver's.
You never had Culver's?
Never had Culver's. We got one around me.
No, they got one right by me, too. The thing about Culver's is like, I don't understand what all of the hullabaloo is about, right? Because, you know, they have a lot of stuff. They have shakes and you know, you can get chicken and all kinds of stuff. I think when I've gone there, I've gotten, I guess they call it a Culver burger. It was a double bacon or whatever. And then I got a patty melt. The patty melt sucked. Right. And I'm like, look, you can probably get me with any kind of burger. Right. So for me to say it was bad, like, I know a bunch of people would have gotten their car and turned around and went back.
Wow.
But the burger, it was okay. It was okay. I've gotten, you know, some chicken tenders. Chicken tenders were nice.
Okay.
Right. So you got a lot of options.
I'll peruse that one time.
You know what I like?
You go and check out. You're going to spend about 10 to 15 minutes just looking because you've never been there. So you're going to look and you're going,
scout it.
See, Fatburger. Never got into Fatburger.
Never been to a Fatburger. Yeah.
Because you know why? They got different prices for the different sizes of burger. And it's like, I mean, I just want a burger. I don't want a.
And that's why you like
Super Burger.
Out.
Yeah.
Not a whole bunch of decisions.
Nah, just give me a double-double,
like,
I'm good.
Five Guys. You go to Five Guys.
Five Guys got some good burgers. They're not better than In-N-Out.
I will say,
they got some good burgers.
This.
But those peanuts? Oof.
Can I just tell you something about Five Guys?
Yeah.
Five Guys, you're going to have to look down at your stomach and have a conversation with them.
Why, with life? Like, how good your life was?
Just stomach.
You got it.
Hey, buddy, we about to go to Five Guys.
You got to go to Mark Jackson?
Yeah. Because here, you know, certain burgers, and let's not even talk about how expensive they are, but certain burgers.
Mama, there goes that burger.
You know, when they cook them, it's a lot of grease, right? And they wrap it in foil. So that grease never has a chance to escape. And when you eat it, it's quite. Whoever brought back, let's bring back Fuddruckers. I got one in I love Fuddruckers.
You love Fuddruckers.
I love Fuddruckers.
Fuddruckers
there's another one anymore?
Yeah, there is. Yeah, there's one in the Pines.
In Pines. I go to that.
Oh, okay.
You go to that one?
He loves
That's
it.
The only one by me. I used to go to the one. Remember the one they used to have on Sunrise?
What's Aventura?
Right at the turn.
Mm-hmm. Aventura Fuddruckers. That was me and Mrs. Tobin's second date.
I'm telling you, Fuddruckers. Like, and then some of them had the little game room where you order your food and then go in the game room.
I don't recall that.
Oh, yeah.
We'll take a break. Hour two is next.